Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Come today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Deborah Tavares here. And, of course, I consider her the Hebrew general for disclosing the global scheme by the global satanic luciferic maniacs to depopulate the world, to destroy the world biology and the ecosystems, and to crash it with you dying in a disastrified population where they steal your water, steal and privatize your air, poison you with vaccines, and poison you with ideas and with fake media on the regular media and even alternative media, and tell you that none of this is really happening when, in fact, fires all over the world. The largest fire in Northern California in history is actually going on right now. I don't think it's fully contained either. You're still suffering, Deborah, from the smoke. You have lots to say because people need to prepare, and you're going to give some marching orders.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bill. So now for everyone that is listening, please type this in your search engine and read it. It's called CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Control.
Right.
Veterans Today. It's in Veterans Today. It was just published August the 11th of 2018.
Right.
I'm going to repeat it one more time. CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Control. Read this, pass this out, print it off, get it out far and wide. Now, this is an intentional warfare. It's profiteering off of disaster, creating disaster after disaster. And we must prepare. So let's talk about what that might look like, because we have no choice. So I know people that are living in rural country areas right now that are having meetups with local fire departments on how to best defend their properties. In other words, they need to know what is the best line of defense against a wildfire if it's in your area? And how do you defend your property and when and how to evacuate? You have to figure this all out in advance. Now, this would not just only pertain to fires, because there are many kinds of weaponized weather events we're all going to face and suffer with. So we have to be smart. We have to plan. And I will tell you, this again, I continually suggest that people look at their bill inserts of your electricity bills, because your electricity bills, no matter what your electric company is, it is run by Rothschild. And here in Southern California Edison, which is also Edison International, here's what they tell us at the top of the most recent bill insert. Emergencies can happen at any time. It's more important than ever to be prepared. Build an emergency kit. You should keep a kit at home, work, and in the car. Make a plan and ensure everyone in your household understands the plan. Be informed. Learn about the disasters that will happen in your area. So here's what I'm going to suggest all of you do. To figure out what kind of disaster is being planned in your area, type in the name of your area. So, for example, Dr. Bill, you live in the San Diego area. So you would type in San Diego, California, resilient plans. When you bring that plan up, you're going to find a list of the disasters that are going to strike you. This is the way in which they're going to hit you. And because you're in a similar area that I am in here in Northern California, in the Santa Rosa area, it's going to be fires. It's going to be many, many factors of weaponized weather assaults. So we're posting on StopTheCrime.net under the Solutions tab some recommendations. But I want to talk about some things about fire. And I'm going to talk about water preparation because this is becoming a real source of privatization. And literally, where they want to meter all wells on all properties, do not let your well be metered. Fence it off, lock it off, gate it off. Batten down the hatch. This is war. This is absolute war. And it is absolutely incomprehensible for most people, but it is absolutely true. And there's an excellent quote that you and I were just talking about, Dr. Bill. The eyes are useless when the mind is blind.
Right.
So remember this, everybody. Please be prepared. If you want.
By the way, that's already a law in California. This is not something open to people's damned opinion. It's law. You can actually Google it on just the open media and say, oh, my God, Governor Brown already passed this law to be coming at a future date where they're controlled down to 55 gallons per person per day. You won't be able to run your washer, dryer, and even have a bath. You would have
to
be able to.
I want to get more into that, but I first want, because you started there, Dr. Bill, I'm going to jump into the new groundwater allotment. Which has already started in Ventura County here in Central California on the coast. It is a water scheme to sell allotments to the farmers who are sadly succumbing to the PSYOPs plan. And basically the bottom line of this groundwater allotment, which went into effect, it's been worked on for a number of years, but it's gone into effect on July the 1st of 2018. It literally pays farmers to sell their groundwater allotment to a neighboring farm because the allotment is not enough water to sustain the production of a crop for its growing cycle for that year. So because there isn't enough water, it's better for that farmer to sell it to a neighbor, and so the neighbor can produce his crop, and the allotment actually is being incentivized with a higher value than the bottom line profits of that farmer's crop. I hope you heard this. In other words, the farmer is going to make more money selling his groundwater allotment than he will on the possibility of profits on the crop that he grows and sells. So this is a horrible scheme. There's already a well drilling moratorium there in Ventura. I can only say to you that I did a program over the weekend. It will be posted on the video channel of StopTheCrime.net about water. We recommend all of you go to primarywater.org, also the primarywaterinstitute.org, and everybody help your neighbors that are on rural properties get to water. This is a huge, huge problem that you are all going to face unless you work it out now, figure out how you can create a community and get a well or two drilled on a rural piece of property, because soon you will not have access to pure green drinking water. And it's crucial that you get to the primary water, because as there is more and more radiation in the air, all the reservoirs, all of the opportunities to serve us up toxic drinking water, it will be heavily, heavily polluted with the additional radiation, at least.
Well, not only that, you can get birth control pills. The water up in Orange County is toilet to tap water, same as in Arizona.
Yes.
You're drinking birth control pill and cardiac drugs and chemotherapy and doping agents for making microchips.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So everybody, we've got to start literally really looking at how we survive. We're going to be chased around geographically with some type of weather weapons warfare on our heels. And I cannot emphasize that. Just visualize in your minds that there are weather events, deliberate weather events, to displace the global population that are going to chase you in migration or displacement. Just know that. Expect it, because this is the Luciferian plan. And print off the CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Control to understand the enormity of the PSYOPs. Now, I'm going to quickly go through a number of things because we face many assaults, but I'm going to say we have another link on stopthecrime.net. It's entitled Kiss Your Gas Goodbye.
Right.
Because they're eliminating petroleum, they're eliminating your gas-powered automobiles and vehicles of all kinds. And the National Conference of State Legislators has and will be promoting hybrid and electric vehicles. Gas is on its way out. We're going to talk about that more on the other side of this break.
Back in just a moment with Deborah. Better listen up. This is not a rehearsal. This is the big show. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. And important to understand what's going on. People need to start preparing because the disaster is coming. And there's actually a timeline that the globalists have, and they call it 2025. And it's similarly interesting. You see a timeline in China. The timeline, by the way, is being worked by the globalists because they know their time is short to get control. That's why they want 5G network. I got Betty Martini, who works on aspartame and other things. 5G networks necessary to get voice-to-skull technology for mind control. They recently went a couple times to the movie with ABBA, with the movie called Mamma Mia. And what people should understand is Mamma Mia, this whole song is actually a situation where your emotions and hearing the bell, etc., indicates that the entire song is about mind control. You have to understand that the globalists don't just want to control what you buy and sell through things like, you know, like online sales places like Amazon. They want to know what's in your mind. They want to make your mind part of the Internet of Things. They want to control your water. They want to control your food. They want to vaccinate you. They don't want you to get life extension technology. They want you to get sick and die early and get out of their way. And people think, well, no, they wouldn't do that. Yes, they do. Their intentions are well known. Going right back for 70, 80 years, going back to books written by the British, you know, The Time Machine and George Orwell's 1984. If you don't understand these things, it's actually going to overtake you.
I want to add a few more movies that people can kind of dovetail all together. Certainly, The Truman Show is a good show to look at for those of you that may not have. Soylent Green. Work that in with the, I think it's called the Dr. Moreau's Island. Look at these.
Right.
They're older films. They're all very, also The Giver. Take a look at those movies. But there's a YouTube that has just been recently published. It's called Babylon, USA. It's a YouTube, and it's, you can just watch the entire full movie, 2017. Again, Babylon, USA. It will give you a snapshot of what has happened and what the plan is for the United States. It's Luciferian, it's diabolical, and it is real. So we were talking about kissing your gas goodbye. Certainly what we know with the intention of these psychotronic cities for complete wireless is to incarcerate all of us. We will not need cars because they are certainly not going to be supporting gasoline anymore. And I found something very interesting, a couple of things actually, about smart cities, but I wanted to get back into preparedness. But I found out what EPCOT stands for, EPCOT Center. It means Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. Again, Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. Now, Google is setting up these wireless communities in your cities under the resilient plans. After you're assaulted and attacked by weather weapons, they can easily move in, and that's what we're noticing and seeing happen at breakneck speed here in Santa Rosa. I'm seeing it literally across the United States and globally as well. But one of the real concerns, of course, is that the cities are in danger of blindly and haphazardly embracing interventions presented to them by the corporate structure. And that's what's happening. Your cities don't work for you anyway. Keep in mind they're all incorporated. They are working for the globalists anyway.
What's going on, James, here? What if I...
But what is absolutely important to understand is... here's a picture of what your future neighborhood, where intelligence is going to occur. For example, they're going to have pay-as-you-throw. In other words, garbage chutes separate out recyclables and charge households for waste output. Weather sensors that will detect coming squalls and heat up snow-melting sidewalks. Apps will tell residents when the chairs in your park are open so you can go and sit in your park. The neighbors will crowdsource approvals for block party permits and being given a thumbs up based on the noise and the noise resonance and the gathering was expected to produce. So they will give you an approval with an app if you can have a party in your street. They go on to tell us that here's another aspect of smart cities. Traffic signals will auto-calibrate to ease pedestrian congestion during public events or to ensure a smooth rush hour. The data from such systems will feed back into your city, which will constantly be learning, this is AI, optimizing its own operations from month to month and year to year. The most measurable communities system in the world. They go on to say that they're building such a city right now in Toronto. It's called Sidewalk Toronto. You can look this up for yourself. And you'll find out some of the other concerns that are apparent with the setting up to cyber. And this is a one world city government. All cities will be combined through the Internet of Things. There will be no more need for city councils, which they're valueless and worthless anyway. There will be no need for your county board of supervisors either, because what is happening is as the cities leap into the future, and this is being turbocharged now, and the cities won't get a better deal as they're thinking because they're unaware of the massive psyops behind the technology. And they go, and Google, of course, is already buying up chunks of the Bay Area here in California and New York, and Google's power and public appeal will easily overwhelm all the cash-strapped local governments even before it becomes the repository for all the city's data. All the city's data. And what cities are not aware of right now is that the big corporate setup will take over the need for them to run themselves independently. This is the plan. This is part of a digital master planning system to take over all cities. We will all be carless, we will have autonomous vehicles, possibly electric vehicles, but probably not in the cities because they do not want us in cars in the cities at all. They are providing bike trails and walking paths. In fact, that is what the bulk of the U.S. Department of Transportation funding is going to, the development of smart cities all across this country for development of traffic calming, narrowing down the roads in cities, etc. So I wanted to get back into, and we're talking about kiss your gas goodbye because that is a fact. We know in 2020 here in California, all new construction is going to be required to have solar. And that's because they're just really rebalancing the system because they're going to have millions and millions of plug-in electric vehicles for the short term. And they've got to get people on the solar so that they can force the electric vehicles onto everyone. So we'll continue on the other side of the break. I have some unimaginable reports of expected fires in other regions of the country.
Yeah, we'll be back in a second with Deborah. Stay tuned.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
A new FCC regulation. I want to...
There's a new FCC regulation you're going to mention on the break. What is it?
Well, it is, yes. Back in March of 2018, the FCC was working on some new federal requirements. So let's talk about that. I really want to dovetail it into this. I'm going to read something that happened in 1996. So that you'll understand what's now happened with the new FCC regulation is basically a similar thing.
Right.
So here's what happened in 1996 with the Telecommunications Act. It suspended First Amendment rights. Of course, everyone that understands we don't have any rights, we've been superseded by a Luciferian government of control. Again, we don't have First Amendment rights. So we are no longer and have not been able since 1996 to discuss health effects from cell towers in any city or town cell tower siting meetings because buried deep in the landmark bill in section 704, a Wisconsin senator inserted a little-known clause that prevents local governments from hearing objections on health or challenges on health regarding cell tower placement based on any possible health impacts forever. In other words, no one can ever discuss health as a reason why they don't want a cell siting in their community.
Cell tower, you mean?
The single law was allowed for the uncontested erection of more than 250,000 cell towers in the United States, while forever ending the public dialogue and critical scientific debate on the possible health impacts of microwaves forever. So
wow.
Now let's look at this new FCC regulation. Same thing. It's a regulation. We're run by executive orders and regulations, nothing that we vote on. So the FCC has now created the inability for any city to create a moratorium against any kind of frequency siting, any kind. And so what does that mean? Well, it says that federal oversight of smaller cellular installations under the National Historic Preservation Act and the National Environmental Policy Act demonstrates the FCC, it gives the FCC an opportunity to demonstrate their commitment to seeing that the United States of America consumers win the race to 5G. So they have eliminated any and all inabilities that they cannot deploy the 5G.
Now, yeah, that's scary, isn't it? Now, we do have a caller, Paulette, and we want to keep it in time with our other comments.
I'd love to talk to Paulette.
So we'll take that, perhaps. I'll let you finish first, but I wouldn't want to. I wonder what she's doing. Is where in California is a good place to buy property? I mean, it's sort of in the thing, but we'll deal with that at the end. Okay,
yeah,
Paulette.
Paulette, thank you for the call. Anywhere that you've got an opportunity to get to water, I would recommend a rural property, not too far out of the city growth boundary, because then you're less likely to be attacked. Certainly not in the forest areas. Stay within.
Yeah.
A smaller type of a city, if possible, outside. That would be.
Yeah, our guy Dave Mitchell, by the way, a broker that's connected on their Shop Buy Products, can help you find it. You just need to contact him. We have the contact right there at the bottom on that page. So I would recommend, Paula, you do that, because it would be better to get his advice rather than ours, other than those criteria.
Well, other than the fact that I'm a land developer. And
right, and by the way, you're giving the criteria. You're given the criteria.
Units through the United States, and if that broker is not aware of the weaponized weather attack.
Oh, he is. He's totally. He's been following us and helped get our home 10 years ago.
Okay,
so Dave is there.
Good.
So another. Your criteria are important, because people need to realize when they bring the hammer down, you're going to be without water, without electricity, and without food delivery to your area. It's going to be a disaster of monumental proportions.
Okay, so here's another important consideration for where you are located. Let me go into this, because I started to go into preparation against fires, and we have to be prepared against these weaponized attacks.
Right.
So it's good to get in a community where there's small plots, maybe an acre plus in larger in size if you can get into something. Get into a pre-built house. Right now the regulations for rebuilding are becoming extremely difficult. I know many people that are trying to rebuild in the burned out areas are getting so frustrated because of the bureaucracy, even though they're being told things will be fast tracked for rebuilding. That is ending up not being the case. So again, be in an area where you can, in a farming area would be nice, because certainly there are more people that are ag in mind, that are working amongst themselves with fruits and vegetables and various cattle and crops. But keep in mind, under the resilient plans, anything outside of the city growth boundaries are considered sprawl and unsustainable.
Right.
They're coming after everyone that is on a well or on a septic system. What we have to do is hold that all off. We're going to have to now stand, and this is war. And something interesting, Dr. Bill, here in Santa Rosa, we had the Sonoma County Fair, and in the center of the Hall of Flowers, there was a Phoenix Rising. And, of course, Phoenix Rising is the New World Order rising. And it was prominent. In fact, people can see it. Just type in Sonoma County Fairs Hall of Flowers, and you will see a photograph of the Phoenix sculpture. They call it Rising Phoenix Sculpture. This is what they say it represents. It represents Sonoma County's rebirth. Yeah, it's a rebirth, all right, into a new world order, okay, after the October wildfires. And the surrounding flower displays during the Hall of Flowers previewed heroes. So the fair was dedicated to the heroes here. I'm going to read a couple of headlines here in our local paper. This is important to everyone that's affected in any way with any kind of weaponized weather event. Start reading your local papers to understand the psyops that they're telling you. Here's a headline. This is in our local paper, the Press Democrat, and this is dated August the 10th. Fire, smoke, exacerbating pollution from vehicles. So they're already in the cover-up of the toxic smoke that they have created by the weaponization of the fire and certainly all of the accelerants in the aluminum that have been sprayed over us for many decades. They say that it is exacerbating pollution from vehicles. Again, this is a kiss your gas goodbye. They're going to be blaming vehicles for everyone's illnesses rather than the fact that it is the weaponized result of these fires and the consequences of that. Also, in the newspapers, I'm noticing across the board, they're talking about scorching 2018, a taste of changing climate. They go on to tell us that global warming, disruptions from drought, fires reveal how poorly prepared humanity is for long-predicted increases in heat, wildfires, etc. And this is out, an article out of the New York Times. We are being completely psyopsed right now. The pressure and the illusion of global warming and climate change is the headlines now in every single paper, everywhere.
Now, you're talking about not just everywhere in America, I mean around the world.
I'm talking around the world.
Right.
And I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm getting emails from friends out of Europe saying the same thing. Here's another headline. This is out of the Washington Post. It says, climate change is supercharging a hot and dangerous summer. And then they go on to cite a number of horrific events. We're being psyoped. We're being told that this is a result of too many people using too much stuff. And it will be the answer to reducing the population.
Well part of our pack, part of our package is to teach them what's called, lessons in baa. How to baa like a sheep. How's that?
Well, everyone stay tuned when we get...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
So, Deborah, please continue. A lot of people find this kind of hard, bizarre and hard to believe. In fact, that's one of the primary things that the deep state and these demonic overlords want to count on, is you won't think past what you can see with your eyes or even read in documents, which is, I find kind of weird. So in other words, it's what I call the Paul Bunyan effect, where they like you to think it's Paul Bunyan telling you a tall tale, when in fact this evil stuff is real.
Well, Dr. Bill, before I jump into another attack and assault for big business, because fire and disasters is big business,
right.
I want to just refer everyone again back to StopTheCrime.net, to our YouTube channel. I will be posting discussion on all branches of all the military globally. We're talking about Australia, the Australian military as well. Their mission is to follow the dictates of the climate action and resilient policies. They're coming after all of us. This is what is happening. They're going to force reduction in resources. That's why it's most important to certainly get in an area of people that are somewhat like-minded, that will certainly help each other as we try and attempt to survive through this apocalyptic attack on us. And in the bill that I got from Southern California Edison, the which is also a Rothschild, they're all Rothschild, the CEO, Pedro Pizzazio, said, quote, "There must be a sharing of the increasing risk of climate change impacts across society." What is being determined right now in Sacramento and California is whether PG&E will be responsible for the high cost of replacement during these fires. PG&E, of course, is claiming it's climate change and they can no longer be responsible for any of this. So, again, this is how they're moving out of culpability. Now, let's talk about...
Well, in other words, trying to say it's a random event rather than caused by their behavior and the technology that they're using, right?
Exactly. So thank you for clarifying that. Now, I need to talk about this. It is a developing story. We'll cover it as we move forward, but I think the media will cover it because most likely, as the YouTube I have up, Plan to Burn Up Northern California, I talked about several things back in 2015 as far as the plan to burn up Northern California. That, of course, all came to pass. Mendocino is now Mendocino. They're calling it the Mendocino Complex Fire, is now the largest fire as far as acreage goes in the state of California ever. It's still burning out of control. And so that is now the largest fire. If you go and listen to the YouTube Plan to Burn Up Northern California, you'll see what the exposure of Mendocino is with the Fisher family out of San Francisco that owns Old Navy and the Gap. They implemented a slash and squirt program where they've killed, by slashing the trunks of tan oak trees, millions and millions of tan oak trees in favor for the conifers, because they purchased several hundred thousand acres from Pacific Lumber. Get that whole story in the plan to burn up Northern California. But I want to talk about Lake Tahoe, because when we were discussing right after the fires here in Santa Rosa, the meeting included senators, Pacific Gas and Electric, San Diego Gas, and Southern California Edison representatives, and other legislators from the state at a meeting in Santa Rosa. And at that time, they said they were extremely concerned about the fire effects in the mountain range and in the Tahoe area. Well, I can tell you again right now, they are going to be burning many areas up. And when you look at the fire, the alert wildfire partners and associates, because what they told us is that they were going to be deploying cameras throughout Sonoma County. They've already deployed these cameras in San Diego. These cameras are computer vision cameras in real time all the time, including night vision. They claim that this is for our safety and protection because they will spot wildfires and be able to send fighters out there sooner. The firefighters, sadly, are not equipped to fight these fires. They don't have the equipment. They don't have the knowledge of the intentionality behind these fires. All they know is that they're burning faster, much faster. Here we were told a football field and a half per minute with advanced cinders and ash ahead of that. They have never seen fires move so quickly. So the firefighters are unprepared. The only thing...
Even if they're experienced, they're unprepared, right?
Well, they're unprepared. they're fighting with all of their might, but really what they'll be most helpful with is evacuations. That's why everyone needs to really be prepared. You need to have some bug-out things, your important papers. You must do this. I know a number of people that lost their homes, and a few of them had had some briefcases with important documents in the event there was an earthquake. And so they grabbed those when they were fleeing their home with a 10-minute notice and at least had some documentation of identification, etc. Everyone must do this now. You must work out an evacuation plan. You must get together with people that you'll contact out of state to let them know that you're okay. This is war. They're coming after us with weaponized technologies of warfare. So I want to again underscore the fact that these computer vision cameras are being deployed. They will be deployed in all of the fire-prone areas that they're creating fires. And what they're doing is they're spending here in Sonoma County $477,000 for a network of fire cameras. And that is just to be
But they're not moving the fire break areas around the power lines. They're not reducing the chaparral and the undergrowth. They're not putting fire breaks, which is actually creating at least a 10-foot zone where you burn it out or create trenches.
This is not for our safety. They're actually monitoring us. This is for monitoring us.
It's for monitoring the effectiveness of their burnout.
That's exactly right, and it's monitoring all the people to see
right.
where they may need to certainly send a drone with another directed energy weapon or pulse.
Right.
Or pulse the smart grid, because specific gas and electric can pulse the grid.
Which will cause sparks and start fires.
And causes fires, that's right.
Right.
So we are looking at the Nevada Seismological Laboratory, the alertwildfire.org. We're seeing a number of agencies already lined up embedded in the Lake Tahoe area for resiliency.
Yeah. Well, now, do you think there's a timing tied to the 2018 midterms?
Well, I can't say. But what I can say...
I've got suspicions, but I haven't yet been able to clear it. You know, this week, I'm going to try to put at least some ideas together, but
well,
I think there's a tie-in.
I don't like to consider midterms as anything of any significance.
Well, it's part of prestidigitation. It's magic. When the left hand is moving, the right hand, there's magic going on. Just like even around Trump, even though Trump himself is not saying so many secret orders, all the people around him are involved with the, as we talked about in the first hour with Matthew, my son, they're tied with the globalists that are trying to burn us out. You have to understand that even during Trump's administration, there's bad things happening. Like last week, and I want to mention this, when Trump was criticizing Governor Brown in terms of most of the land in which a lot of these fires is happening is federal land, and the federal government is doing nothing to reduce the undergrowth, to reduce fires, and to force the power lines to be moved by federal agents if necessary away from these lines, which with smart grid are causing fires. So,
that shut up
Trump pretty fast, didn't it?
Okay, let's not talk about Trump. Everybody, please just watch Babylon USA full YouTube. Watch it. You'll know who Trump is and what he's doing. But again, I've got to go over the apparatus that's set up in the Tahoe area. And in the National Forest Service,
right. The
Alert Wildfire Partners providing land use funding and or tower access and permitting for the cameras in the U.S. Forest Service lands includes the El Dorado National Forest, Humboldt National Forest, Lake Tahoe Basin Management Unit, Tahoe National Forest, and Cleveland National Forest. They're coming after us. The agencies are all set up. They're all lined up. And they're ready. And this is the resilient plan of depopulation and relocating the population and causing such havoc within families and loss and psychological torment and pain and suffering. So go to stopthecrime.net. Thank you, Dr. Bills, for having me on the program.
Yeah, it's amazing. If people think this is a theory, it's not. It's an operational plan that's actually in operation as we speak, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
It's not a rehearsal.
Whether it's a fire or a tornado or a flood or they blow up a dam above your town, they're heading for you.
Well, in fact, that dam up as there ever is rainfall this fall, the dam this guy, Gavin Newsom, has not fixed it, so we'll have flooding on top of fires.
Well, that's the plan.
Right.
Have you experienced...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.